Hey guys, it's Brittany. Welcome back to No Filter Podcast. And as always, thanks for listening. So before I do the business of the week, just want to let you guys know that it's been a rough couple weeks, okay? This is why I haven't been putting out any podcasts, because my ass has gotten sick. My kids started school. They came home. One of them was sick. Then everybody in the whole damn house got sick. And I got it the worst, so, yeah. But anyways, besides that, I'm feeling a little better, so I decided to go ahead and put out a show. So, business of the week this week goes to Ideal Lash Co. Lash & Co., I'm sorry. Ideal Lash & Co. Now, I know a lot of you out there are big on lashes. You're big on single lashes, the semi-permanent lashes. Ideal Lash & Co. can get you together. So if you want to see some of their work, it's on Instagram, IDEAL_LASHANDCO. So if you're in the Akron, Cleveland area, you can get your lashes done. If you go onto the Instagram page, there is a link that will let you make an appointment, or you can text to make an appointment. Go check out her work. She does a very beautiful job. All those type of, you know, the full lashes, the dramatic lashes, anything you're looking for. She actually did my lashes for my wedding. So I'm definitely going to be posting a picture of that. But yes, Ideal Lash & Co., go check them out for all your lash needs. So this week's discussion is going to be a pre-recorded discussion, because obviously, like I said, we are sick. I'm sick. Antoine's sick. The kids are sick. We just all fucking sick. But it's going to be a pre-recorded conversation that we talk about changing yourself for a relationship. So go ahead and listen in and let us know what you think. Okay, so we're back with media. And when I say where, I mean me, Antoine, and the drinks.
We drink every time we do one.
Well, no, I have light drinks. Okay. Every now and again, I'll have a heavy drink. Today is a heavy drink day. But anyways, I want to start this week off by thanking the listeners that we have. Thank you. I really appreciate when you guys actually take the time out to click the link and listen, and, you know, liking our posts on Instagram, and just, I really appreciate it. So shout out to y'all. Hey! Okay. So, this week I want to do kind of a relationship question. Well, I want to do a relationship discussion. Well, first of all, do you have anything that you want to talk about that happened in media?
No, not really. Okay. I'm just here for the drinks.
Okay. Okay, so I kind of wanted to talk about, because last week we did, can you be in love with more than one person at the same time? This week I want to do, when you're in a relationship, what do you look for? Like, before us, when you were, you know, trying to get into a relationship, what were you looking for? Like, were you looking for somebody who has similarities, or were you just looking for, like, a connection?
I mean, I don't think you ever really, never really look for a relationship. I didn't look for a relationship.
Well, some people do nowadays. If you were to look for a relationship, or you're, like, thinking, like, okay, you know, the next person I talk to, I want to date, and you know, you basically, you're looking to be taken. Like, or even if you were looking for somebody that you were interested in,
besides looks, what were other qualities that you wanted or that you found interesting? No, I'm being serious. Because, like, don't say nothing like, oh, I used to fucking... Like, be serious.
I am serious. It really wasn't nothing. Like, I mean... why are you looking at me like that? Basically, it was, like... it was somebody funny and, like, fun to be around. Because if you didn't like being around somebody, of course you...
Okay. So that's what I meant. Like, you didn't have to go to show.
I didn't say nothing. You said all that. I didn't say
okay, shit. But that's what you were just... you, like, trying to...
Anyways. Assumptions, like...
you thought... anyways. Okay, so I get what you're saying.
I didn't say a word.
Okay, so that I get what you're saying. You want to have, like, somebody that you can be fun around or somebody that you can be yourself around, basically. That's what I liked. When I was looking for somebody to talk to or whatever, I liked that because I'm goofy. And I always wanted to have somebody that I can, like, be that goofy person with. And I've actually, like, dated people where I couldn't be like that. Like, they would get pissed if I'm, like, making jokes or whatever. And they'd be like, you know, they'd think I would be, like, joking too much. But that's just who I am, you know? So, my next question I want to ask is, do you feel like when you're in a relationship, do you think it's wrong when people feel like they have to change themselves for a relationship?
I mean, you shouldn't have to change yourself. Like, you should be able to be yourself. But it's people that...
or wait, let me rephrase that. Not change yourself. I don't mean to cut you off either. Sorry. Not change yourself.
As you continue to cut me off.
I'm sorry. I'm not... no, because I didn't want it to come out as not change yourself, but, like, do you ever notice that, like, when you're in a relationship or if somebody else is in a relationship, they start to find interest in what the people that they're dating are interested in?
Yeah, it's like you, instead of being yourself, you take over. Like, it's people that I've seen that take over, like, a whole different personality when they date somebody. Mm. It's like you into this stuff when you're dating this person when you ain't had no interest in this before, like, and it's like, you so, oh, I'm so in love with doing this, or we about to do this tonight, or I'm like, you've never talked about doing anything before. Like say if somebody like a heavy gamer or something, your person you're dating is a gamer or something like that. I mean, that's odd. Or say like you've never been into football, and suddenly the person you dating, so now he was an extreme football fanatic. But then,
okay,
the next year, you don't speak nothing about football because your next person is heavy into the gym you dating. So now you a workout freak. It's like, have your own identity.
I get what you're saying, but I'm kind of guilty of that. Because you're a comic book head. And before I started dating you, I used to see, like, you know, Batman and the Marvel movies. Like, I was into it, but you're, like, really into it. Like, in depth. And, like, I noticed, like, the 8 years we've been together, I kind of find myself buying Marvel t-shirts for myself. And I actually, like, take the time out to read the comic books now. The ones that I can download. But, and I ask you questions about it, but it's like a line to me. Cause you,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you are your own person. Like, yeah, you grown to like certain stuff that I like, but if it's a point where, like, okay, like, that's too much, you're like, all right, you can stop telling me I don't want to know or not.
Yeah, cause sometimes you just go too far. I ask you one question and you literally go into, like, too deep. And I just want to know the answer to the question.
Right, but then sometimes it'd be like, it's not just a quick answer.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not like a fanatic, but once, you know, you told me some of the things, I started looking into it myself, and it is kind of interesting. But, like, again, I say, you kind of take it a little too far. Like, if I ask you a question about something, you going back to the 60s, and telling me how it all started. I don't want to know all that. I just need to know the question that I asked you, and that's it. But, and like, sometimes that can happen too. Like, I had a friend that said that she had a friend that was dating somebody, and that her friend, the guy she was dating, was basically into like old school cars. So now that was like, she, any old school car she's seen, she was into it. And she was kind of like annoyed by that. She was like, I think that's fake, because she never was interested in that before. But now, because the guy she's interested in, do you think sometimes men, or even women too, change, like they kind of act like they're interested in things just to make it seem like they clash more with the person that they're trying to, you know, that they're dating?
Yeah, some people do, and they're like, you don't need to, like, have your own, like, identity. That's all I don't think. Cause, like, it's certain stuff that, like, is weird. Like, I'd be in certain circles, and it's like, and I'd be talking to people about certain stuff, or I can relate to certain stuff, and I'm like, how the fuck do you know that? I'm like, my bad, my wife watch Real Housewives, so I know the story. Like, or, like, my wife
watched hip-hop, so, like, I know. Do you know, I mean, what is something that, for me, you got kind of interested in? And it was, like, basically, like, the ghetto reality TV.
Basically. It's, like, I know a lot of shit. I'm, like, because, like, I hear people talking about shit, or I'll chime in, I'm, like, damn.
Okay, I got a question, too. So, if we were to ever, like, break up, which probably is never going to happen, but if we ever were to break up, would you still watch that type of stuff?
It depends. Probably not. Probably, like, what's the one that was, like, the one, I think, I hate to admit it, but, the, like,
Black Ink?
Yeah, like, Black Ink.
Black Ink is good.
That, and, like, the Housewives of Atlanta, like, I kind of,
yeah, those are okay, too.
I kind of, like, got that, and I think the Basketball-wise, every now and then, I would probably, like, if I would flick past Ain't Nothing on TV, I watch it.
One I think is, like, terrible now is Love and Hip Hop. But honestly, if, like, if we were to separate or whatever, I would probably still be kind of interested in the movies. Like, I think that's, like, kind of like even today when you told me about how Sony and Disney couldn't come up with, like, a deal, and how they're gonna, like, what do you say, throw out the Spider-Man movies?
Not throw it out. Like, Sony's still gonna make Spider-Man movies, but they're not connected to Marvel or used Marvel directors.
That pissed me off. Like, that's how invested I am. That literally, like, pissed me off. And they started a hashtag too, and I think I'm about to follow it, because that's dumb.
It's not a hashtag. I'm just not about to fuck with no more Sony movies, for real. Because, like, that means,
did,
like,
they do the Fantastic Four?
No, actually, Marvel got all that back when they bought Fox. So, like, Fantastic Four, X-Men.
Who did Fantastic Four the first one?
Fox did that.
Trash.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was in a relationship before where I got introduced to Family Guy.
For real? I thought that was me.
No, hell no. I was watching Family Guy way before that. Boy, bye. Mm-hmm. No, I got introduced to Family Guy, and I still watch it. Like, from then, I still watch that. And that's kind of something I'm like, okay, you know, I would never, honestly, before that, I would never had a ever probably looked at Family Guy.
I don't know, Family Guy was, I don't know, I was into that because that shit was funny.
Because I honestly, I was into The Simpsons, but then when I got older, I wasn't really into it.
I didn't really fuck with The Simpsons like that. Like, it's like you knew of them, but you didn't really fuck with them.
When I was younger, I used to watch The Simpsons a lot, but once I got older, I was like, I don't really like it. But Family Guy was funny to me.
Family Guy, American Dad, those shows.
I don't like American. I'm not American Dad fan.
Sometimes,
sometimes I do look at some of the episodes, and
because Family Guy got, like, a corny. And then when Family Guy was getting corny, American Dad was, like, where Family Guy used to be.
What? I only watch American Dad on, like, it'd be like random times, but the ones I do see are pretty funny, but it's still not to the point where I'd be like, oh, I gotta watch American Dad. The ones where they like bust out dancing and stuff with the sun singing.
The sun, that was funny.
That's funny.
When him and his Francis bust out dancing in that Jodeci, like they did that Jodeci video, that was funny.
That was funny. But it's like, I wouldn't like, if it come on, I would rather turn. But Bob's Burgers, that show, I did not, when it first started coming out, that's when I was like into Family Guy, where I would watch Family Guy every week. And I would see that they would be, like, advertising Bob's Burgers. I'm like, no. But now, I would watch Bob's Burgers over any of the shows.
Right, because that's something we started doing together. I believe it was, like, a summer or some shit. We was just, like, watching it. Because it wasn't on TV. So, like, we watched it, like, a night or two in the summertime. So, by the time we watched it, when it came back on, we was caught back up. And we just been watching it ever since.
Yeah. Okay, so as a man, like if you were dating and a girl was interested in things that you were interested in, would you find them more attractive?
Yeah, I would, but then again, it'd be corny if they're not, like, because you can tell when somebody acted. Like, I was dating somebody before where, like, she would say stuff we had in common, but then it'd be like, it really wasn't in common. Mm. Like, it was like, she's like, well, we use the same this. I'm like, well, no, it's not the same. Or she'll say, well, I like this just like you. Like, I'm like, no. Like, no, that's completely different. Like, you don't know. Like, it'll just be like.
But it seemed like that person.
Why are you trying to act like it?
That person was maybe one of those type of people that was trying to, like, you know, get the same interest you have so that it can, you know, seem like, you know, y'all had something in common.
And you see what happened to that.
Do you feel like I fake with Marvel sometimes?
No, because it's like.
Because I don't.
No, because you don't. No, with you, I can just tell, like, it's like, okay, like, you really didn't fuck with it. Like, you didn't fuck with it at all until we, like, watched a couple movies together and it's like, you got into it.
No, I was into it, literally, percentage-wise, I was probably, like, I would say 20% into, like, superhero movies. Because I did see them. Like, even back when The Dark Knight came out, I watched Dark Knight, and
just a good movie, though.
I went to see it again. And then when all the Spider-Mans I always seen, but Captain America, I had no idea who Captain America was until we started dating. I had to, like, figure out the movies, and maybe Iron Man. I think I might have seen the first one, and that was it. I was more of a DC type of person.
Yeah, because everybody knew Batman and Superman. Like, that's what.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was more of a DC. I don't think I've ever seen an Avengers movie until we started dating.
Because it wasn't really Avengers movies.
Spider-Man, I did. I always seen the Spider-Man movies. I feel like we got together at a good time, because if I hadn't got with you, I probably wouldn't have seen, like, Endgame and all that. Like, I probably wouldn't have been interested in any of those.
Right. And at the end of the day, a lot of these movies are actually good movies if you're
into that. They are. They are.
Unlike some of the TV shows that I got stuck watching.
First of all, you like that shit. He was like, last night, he was like, you know, Basketball Wives. You ain't watched the last episode of Basketball Wives. That's because his ass wanted to see it. Because I have completely forgot that it was recorded. He wanted to watch it.
Didn't I just say, like, Basketball Wives and, like, the Atlanta Housewives are probably the only ones that I would, like, watch?
But do you really feel like, I mean, in a relationship, do you feel like if people have things in common that it would make their relationship stronger? Or do you feel like it could be two people that are completely different and it still work out?
Like, we completely different, but we work out and then we got stuff in common. Like, Like, we, like, we completely different in a lot of ways.
That's true. What are some qualities that you think, besides reality TV, that you think you got from me with that saying?
What you mean that I got from you?
Like, things that you, not got from me, but, like, things that you, like, picked up throughout the years, like, something that you would have never done before, but because you are dating me now.
I don't want to pump your head up.
Well, I was going to do you, too.
It's just, like, simple stuff that you should do, but you don't. Like, me, like, with me, like, being on schedule, like, certain stuff, like, on schedule that I feel like, okay, I need to get done this period of time. Or just, like, keeping up with certain stuff. Like, keeping up with important stuff. Like honestly, like, say when I pay bills or whatever, like, I make sure everything is caught up and I know exactly when you had to pay shit. Like, I'm rarely, like, behind on the bill, like, which is kind of,
Hold on.
Yeah, like, I'm rarely behind on the bill, which is, like, something back in the day, like, I would always be super extra late, or didn't know what to do. Not even didn't know what to do, like, I always be super extra late. Like, it's been times where, like, I've probably been, like, a month or so behind, or whatever, but I knew where I needed to be to not, like, nothing ever been cut off in the house, or nothing ever been not paid.
Yeah.
No, like everybody do go through those days, but like, shit, I'm a little bit late, so I just pay it next month. But it hasn't happened like a few times, but everything is like always, like, basically you ain't got to worry about shit coming home and something not working.
Mm-hmm. You know what I picked up from you? My oil change.
Speaking of that, I think I got to do that.
I never used to get oil changes, but I never really cared about them until you was like, you need to keep up with your oil changes. Like, you would look at the sticker in my window, like, you need your oil change. So anytime I look at my oil change, I'm like, Antoine would be so upset right now if I didn't get my oil
change. I wouldn't be so upset. You'll be so upset when your car didn't start.
So that, and then, like, kind of, being more, like, confident in myself. I mean, even though you're not, like, overly confident, I always hear you talking to me about confidence.
Not just that, just being positive.
Positive. Okay, that's what I meant. Because you don't let a lot of things bother you. So, like, something like that. Even though that's not nothing, like, that you can really pick up from somebody, but
it's not even that. It's just by example. Like, if you see certain stuff not bothering somebody, or if you see somebody's positivity, or they, like, or they'll be confident in yourself, that make you want to be a little bit more like that yourself.
Yeah, I think that's, like, something that I pick up.
And then, like, the health is the health wise with you too. Like, like the health stuff. Like, it's a lot of stuff. Like, I probably went to the doctor more then, like the last, probably like our last, like, what, 4 years together than I have since, like, after I graduated high school.
Well, for me, it was because my health scare was when I was pregnant with Jordan.
Not London.
No, Jordan. Because London, well, yeah, London, but
you did, but that's right, because you didn't know. Like, with London, it was just like,
The same thing happened with London. It's the same thing happened with Jordan. But it was worse with
London. Way worse, because it's like, even like if you didn't go to the hospital that day, like, you don't know what
happened. Oh, yeah, I probably would. But that wasn't even a health scare for me. Like, after that, I was like, okay. But with Jordan, like, I always say, like, she is like, if I wouldn't have her, I probably would have probably, I don't want to say I would have died, but I would be really fucked up. Because if you notice, like, after her is like when we stopped doing the whole red meat thing. And, you know, I started, like, working out and all that type of stuff because I had gestational diabetes with her. And normally, when you have gestational diabetes, that means most of the time that means you're probably going to have diabetes later in life, or you already have diabetes and you don't know. So for me, that was when, like, even now, she's three and a half. It's kind of like, I still think of those, because I had to get a dietitian and everything. I still think of those, you know, things, like, when I'm eating or when I'm, like, picking certain foods or whatever. I still think of those things that the dietitian told me. And for me, that, like, that was, like, my scare. Because, honestly, I was expecting her to be born early, too. And that was my only full-term child.
Yeah.
So, that kind of was, like, my health, my big health scare. But, what?
No, listen to what you said.
I don't know. I kind of feel like she was like my wake-up baby.
Wake-up baby?
I don't know what they call it, but like, I mean, you would think it was London, but like, even with London, I was, after that, it wasn't all good.
You're right. Because we did run into a lot of bad habits, because like, after you had a baby, it's like, all right, well, everything's all right.
Yeah, yeah. So like, I mean, I would say with her, I really started trying to do better.
Yeah, that's is what a lot of change and certain shit happens. So I guess I agree. Like, even the, but the one thing I see is like, it was a lot of steps and differences you took with Jordan when you was pregnant with Jordan. Like, it was just like, it was a lot of steps that we did different.
Yeah. But like, so if you are, if let's say someone that's in a relationship with somebody and they make a change like we did, like that. They made a better, like how you say, you better with health and or whatever. You know, what's wrong with that? Even if that's not something that you would have normally done, what's wrong with making a change for the better? Because you said, like, have your own identity. But well, what if they
that's different,
change, like, for the better?
That's different. Like, it's different with changing yourself for the better to be actually a better person or a better you. But if you change it, your identity and personality just so you can match with the person you with, then you're not being yourself.
But earlier you said if they into the gym, then you start being to the gym. What's wrong with that though?
There's nothing wrong with that if that's your lifestyle change, even after you break up with that person. But if as soon as you break up with that person, you down with the gym, you back eating Twinkies and McDonald's every day.
I thought they didn't make Twinkies anymore.
I don't know. I don't think I understand Twinkie in a minute.
Fucking fine. I never liked them anyways. Who eats those? Those are disgusting.
That's actually pretty good, bro.
I've never had a Twinkie a day in my life. I had one when I remember I was a child, and after that it was disgusting. Anyways. So, I think maybe sometimes, but it could be like one of those things where like sometimes people come into your life and it could be somebody that's like a wake up call for you. Like, I'm a wake up. I'm like the savior in your life. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. No, but like it could be like somebody that actually is like there for the better for you, you know? But then again, are people that
I guess you did all right.
You think people that does that, like, have low self-esteem, maybe?
You got to, because you don't have your identity. If you dating, say if you dating, like, three, if you say if you date, like, a different person every 2-3 years, and your whole personality changed to that person. That's why.
Okay. So for me, I got another thing that I picked up that I never let go. I dated this guy who's like heavy into Dipset and Boosie.
But you ain't never let go of Boosie, though, did you?
I never let go of Boosie.
That's wild.
I never let go. And like, here's the thing. Before I started dating him, I had no idea who Boosie was. Once I heard that shit, I was like, oh, shit. Dipset, I was like, eh, you know, whatever. I like the one song, the Dipset Al song. But other than that, Boosie. I never let go of Boosie. So, I mean, I think, like, if it sparks my interest, then okay. But I'm not going to say I've never tried to alter certain things to, like, make it like me and the person match. Because I have. But, like I said, it was something that I let go after, you know. Have you ever done that?
I really don't think I have. Like, I really don't. Because, like, that's one thing that a lot of people really didn't like about me sometimes when I dated people was, like, I was so blunt. Because if I didn't fuck with someone, I would say, like, that was... I would tell you, I'm like, what the fuck is you... Like, why you... That's stupid. Like, I would say, that's stupid, or I don't like that, or I'm not going to like that. Like, so don't even try.
Mm-hmm. So, is there anything about me that you would never adopt?
What you mean?
Like you said, that's stupid, or you know, I don't want to do that, or like, is there anything like that about me that you would just never get into?
Like, okay, same for chance, the karaoke. Like, you like karaoke. I'm not gonna sing karaoke. Like, that's not, like, yeah, you like it as well, but it's not, I'm not going to do that.
Can you guess what mine is for you?
What?
Can you guess?
No, I can't. That's why I said what?
You know.
Football?
No, the other thing.
What other thing?
Anime.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? A certain anime, okay, like, Avatar is good. But anything else, that Dragon Ball Z shit, no thank you. Naruto, no thank you. Any other shit, no thank you.
You just don't, you gotta
unless it's Sailor Moon, no thank you.
Alright.
I never liked anime, even when I was a kid. I never liked the way it looked.
It's yeah, that's why you like don't like it, because you don't like the way it looks. You don't
the way it looks the story in the chance. Words don't do go with words? The mouth. I don't like it. It's just not right.
That's why you don't like it. You said sometimes the words don't go with the mouth, and you don't like how it looks.
I know there's listeners out there who got boyfriends who like anime, and it pisses you off. I know how you feel. Dragon Ball Z is not that great. I'm just going to be, I said it. Dragon Ball Z is not that great.
We're not about to have this conversation on the podcast, but, you know, go ahead.
Okay, but you
that's
can sit
what you feel.
No, you can sit up here and a few weeks ago talk about Beyonce, but I can't talk about...
What you mean talk about Beyonce?
Goku?
What am I talking about Beyonce about?
You said something about the movie, we were talking about Lion King?
Yeah, she wasn't
stop,
good.
We're not going to go back.
She wasn't good in that movie.
That's not even what you said.
The movie would have been fine without her.
No, that's not even what you said. That's
what did I say?
Now you're adding new things.
What did I say? Then? We're done. What did I say? Tell me what I said so I can defend myself.
We're not. You don't want to have this conversation about your little anime cartoons. We're not going to have this conversation about Beyonce.
Right. Like I said, the movie would have been better off without her.
You didn't say that before. Now that's well,
what
something
did I say
new.
Before?
That's something completely new.
Well, I don't remember. That's how irrelevant Beyonce right. was to me. I don't remember.
Come. No, I don't even remember what I was talking now about. You trying to be a dick. Now you trying to like hit below the belt.
Because I said Beyonce
you're is not trying real. To hit below the belt now.
Because Beyonce is not relevant in my everyday life?
I didn't say that. That's not what I said. You trying to hit, now you trying to be like a dick and say certain things now. And that's fine if Beyonce is not relevant in your everyday life. Goku is not relevant in my everyday life.
Not relevant in my everyday life either.
I beg to differ.
What you mean? What you mean?
Kiss my ass is what I mean.
Maybe later.
Because you know, you watch that little raggedy cartoon shit every day.
Not really.
What's the new one? The little ratchet one you was watching? Ghetto Afro anime. What is it called?
What was that called?
Afro Sanimani.
No, it was called a... No, it's just on Netflix. It's called Cannon Busters. It's actually pretty
good. No, the one that was on the other Tubi.
Oh, Afro Samurai? That's old, though. Mm-hmm. I was just watching it.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. So... moral of the story is, if your nigga like anime, you don't have to act like you like it, girl. And if your girlfriend like Real Housewives of Atlanta, you don't have to sit there and watch it, even though you should, because it's actually kind of good. And so is Basketball Wives. And sometimes Love and Hip Hop, if you into that.
Not really.
Or even if you into, like, Young and the Restless, if you into that, Love and Hip Hop would be, like, the ghetto version of that. So. It is, because Love and Hip Hop has clearly gotten off track. It's not real anymore.
I couldn't tell you. I really don't fuck with it.
But anyways, I mean, maybe sometimes people see... Yeah, let me stop because I'm trying to like make excuses for people who do this.
Right.
But I mean, like I've said, I've done it before. I'm not gonna lie, I've done it when I was younger, back in my younger days. But honestly, with the whole Marvel thing, I guess that would be like me. I don't say that would be like me doing that, but then like I kind of liked it. So what if it's something that they start making it like it's their interest, but then they actually start kind of liking it. So that's kind of like, that doesn't count, right?
I don't know. If it's something that you actually like, yeah, but...
It's like basically something that they're being introduced to. But then if it's something that they don't like and they're just doing it just because they want to impress this other person, then...
Yeah, that's, you know, you fake.
But you know what? Whatever gets the draws. That's what I say. If you want to act like you like Real Housewives of Atlanta to get them draws, or if you want to act like you like Naruto to get them draws, fuck it. I'm just joking. I hope your mom don't listen to this. Alright.
So, now you're getting all scared and shit.
No filter, the podcast at gmail.com. No one has emailed us, by the way. But if you want to get in on the conversation, that is one way that you can get in on the conversation. No filter, the podcast at gmail.com. Also, you can get in on No Filter Pod on Instagram. That's where we get all that's where they be popping. No Filter Pod on Instagram. Or if you have the Anchor app, No Filter Podcast on Anchor, you can actually call in with the Anchor app and leave a message of your, you know, your opinion on our discussion, and we can actually play it on the show if you like. So... all those three things, get in on the show, get in on the conversation.
You dropped down.
I know. This is terrible. But I'm still doing okay. Get in on the conversation. Shout out to all our listeners. Thank you for listening. And let's go ahead and move on and close the show. Okay, so we reached the end of the show.
please, all feedback is welcome. And if you want to know how you can give us feedback, you can go to nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. And that's nofilterthepodcast@gmail.com. You can also visit the Instagram page at nofilterpod on Instagram. Also, you can listen on Anchor. Once this podcast is over, you can hear how to get Anchor. And you can also make your own podcast too if you want to. This is Brittany, and this is the No Filter Podcast. As always, thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.